tell you what, it's good to be Lord's house tonight. Amen. For a Wednesday night, you know, I know sometimes it gets discouraging when you look out and stuff. You hope you get a house full, you only get a handful. But you know, I always know that God still moves. Amen. Whether it's five or whether it's 100, you know, God still admits. Amen.
Yeah.
You know, I got to thinking about this scripture, and the message was preached, I don't want to say, but a year ago, I remember, and I thought about it, was driving today. I opened up your Bibles to me, the book of Numbers, if you don't care, chapter 13, verse 26. And, you know, I got to thinking about how strong and bold we need to be in our faith, and how we just need to, and a lot of people say these days, how you need to get after it. You know, I always joke around with the guys at work, you know, my team members that work for me, and I always talk to them in the morning, kind of a little pep speech, and I always tell them, it gets to work. I say, boys, you get out there and get after it. Let's get with it today and knock it out and get on. You know, and I think Caleb here in this book, and Joshua and all the people here had that same attitude. We need to go out there and get after it and go get it, right? And I got to think about that. So why can't we, as Christians today, have that same attitude when it comes to doing the work of the Lord? Why can't we just go to church and live our lives like we need to get after it every day? Amen? The book of Numbers, chapter 26, it says, they went and came to Moses and to Aaron and to all the congregation of the children of Israel and to the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh and brought back word unto them and to all the congregation showed them fruit of the land. And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sendest, and surely they'll flow with the milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites, and the Jebusites, and the Amorites, and dwell into the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it. Amen. I believe that's what kind of attitude God wants us to have today. Amen. We go to church and we're out there working in God's field and the gospel. He wants us to go out there and get after it. Amen. He wants us to get out there and get with it and bring the lost souls to Christ. Amen. I when God called me to the ministry, that's the first thing I said is, I said, Lord, if you're going to call me to preach, I want you to keep me busy. I want you to stay after it. I want to go after them lost people, all right? And the Lord gave me that boldness. Amen. And I prayed for it. He gave it to me. And, you know, and as Christians today, you can't expect lost people to just wake up one morning and say, I want to be saved. And let the Lord deal with them. If they ain't heard the word, if they've never been preaching, they've never heard any good gospel singing, they've never been fed by the Spirit of God, you can't count on them to wake up in the morning and give their heart to Christ. Amen. I believe that's our jobs to do. When we get out there and work and believe the world today, we need to spread the word about Christ and tell the world about exactly what Christ has done for us and what He had laid down His life that we may be saved. Amen. I believe Caleb today in this book here, he said, people, we need to get out here and go get it. It ain't just going to fall into our laps. It just ain't going to happen overnight. He said, I got to go get it. We got to go get it and possess it. Amen. And the Lord today wants us as Christians to possess it. Amen. I tell you what, I just keep thinking about here. I listen to the radio a lot for the Jerry, and I listen to God's Word preached, and I hear the God called preaching up, brother, just hammering down and just getting with it and just spreading the gospel. And here we are, sometimes can't even get out behind a pew and go do something for the Lord without somebody dragging us out. And, I believe we need to have that go get after an attitude and, towards the lost today. Hey, man, if we do that, church, I believe God will bless us today. I believe things that are going to our life is going wrong. I believe God will steer in a different direction. I believe we're having troubles financially. He'll say it happens all the time. But I believe if we're doing the work of the Lord, I believe the Lord will take care of us. Amen. I don't think we'd have to be wanting for anything. I don't think we'd have to be doing without food. I don't think we'd have to do without gas in the cars. I believe God will provide us a way. Amen. I believe we need to have the attitude when we go to church. Hey, man, we walk through the church doors. We need to have that attitude. I want to possess the Spirit today. I want to feel the Lord in my heart. I want to feel the Spirit moving throughout the house. I just want to possess it. Amen. We need to have the attitude. Like Caleb had the Bible.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, I was preaching. Some of you think, well, what? Now you're preaching on yourself. I'm not preaching on myself. Me and Caleb are totally different two people. Amen. I just like the story. I like the story about Joshua. I like the story about Caleb. I like the story that goes on and on with different people in the Bible that had the same, Moses had the same attitude. When he came up to the burning bush, he saw a bush talking to him, and he said, Moses, if you go get my people, go get after it. Go get my people, bring them back and deliver them out of Egypt. Moses had the attitude, we need to get it done. Amen. But he used different people in the Bible. Not just him, it goes beyond measure, it goes the long line down the history of the time of the Lord. People that he used in the work of the gospel.
Amen.
Amen. He wants to use us today too.
Amen.
And I couldn't help but think about that today. I want to be more like Joshua and Caleb. I want to be like the two that went out there and said, boy, that land looks good. There's a lot of stuff going on there. We should go get it. A lot of people didn't want to do that. A lot of them were like, no, you can have that. I ain't going over there. But he said, we got to go get it. We can't just sit here and wait for it to happen.
Amen.
Same people out there today that's lost. Uh-huh. We got to go get after it. We got to go talk to them. We got to witness to them. We got to preach to them. We got to teach them. Whatever it takes to get them to the house of the Lord. I know a lot of lost people, brother. I tell you what, I can count on many, many times. I've run out of fingers and toes to count on people I'd love to see saved. And they never heard the word of God. You know, we have a guy that we know through our sister, April's sister-in-law. A guy that said he just don't believe in God. Don't believe he exists. There ain't nothing there. I can't see it. I don't believe it. But you know, I believe it's our jobs, amen, as Christians, to get him the word. Amen. To put the word in front of him and let God do the rest. Amen. Church, we need to have the attitude to go after it and go get it.
Amen.
Amen, church. I tell you what, I love reading God's Word, and I know what it says. You know, there's different. Well, there's a lot of stuff I don't understand. I tell you what, when we talk about revelations on Sunday mornings that y'all are teaching here, when we started coming here, we just listened to Sunday school. Like, boy, there's a revelation. This is getting hot and heavy in here. But you know, I don't understand it, but what better place to get the understanding than the house of God? Amen? That's where you're going to get the understanding of God's Word. That's where you're going to get to know what it means, and God will show you what. People expect to crack open the Bible and never read it, but others want to understand it. I tell you what, church, we need to take the time out to read God's Word and see what's actually inside here. You'd be amazed at what you'd find.
Amen.
If you just have the attitude to go after and get it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tell you what, church, I love doing the work of God. I tell you, I was lost as lost could be. And I tell you, on Wednesday night and Sunday morning, Sunday night, you wouldn't find me in the church. No, sir, Revival. You wouldn't have it. Brother Frankie always said that. Bledsoe, he preached, no, sir, Revival. You wouldn't find me in no church doors. I'd be out in the world. If you ask me to come to church, forget it. I got better things to do. But it's amazing, amen, when God gets a hold of somebody, what he'll do to you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I got to read God's Word and see how important it is. Mm-hmm. Amen. How important that we need it. I always say this every time I preach, this is a roadmap to heaven. We ain't going to get nowhere no other way but this right here. The Bible says, Jesus said, I am the truth, the light, and the way. Amen. He's the door. Amen. We got to go through Him to get there.
Amen.
People expect to ride on everybody else's coattails to get there. I tell you what, I don't rely on my mom and daddy to get me to heaven. Amen. I don't rely on pastors to get me to heaven. I don't rely on them. It's not their place to do it. It's mine. A lot of people don't want that attitude. You got to go after and get it. I tell you what, church, it's short and sweet, but that just has been on my heart today. I can't help but get in the van, amen, and just thinking and think about God and what He's done for me and how much He's provided for me. I tell you, I don't deserve a plug nickel. I don't deserve wheels on my truck. I don't deserve a drop of gas in the tank, but the Lord makes a way for me anyways.
Amen.
Boy, I tell you what, we need to be thanking the Lord and going out there and working for Him sometimes, amen. What's it going to hurt us to do a little extra besides Sunday and Sunday night and Wednesday night? This church door, this church right here can be full. Hey, man, if you had the people with the attitude, I want to be in church on Wednesday night, I want to go after and get it. We don't have that. The Bible's filled itself. You know, they're talking about a great fall away. We're seeing it. But you know, why rush it? Hey, man, why go out there and try to slow it down a little bit and get people inside? Just go out there and get it. Amen. I say that's all I got, and I'm going to leave it at that. I want to have the attitude like Caleb. I just want to possess it. I want to go get it. Amen. And I may wake up sometimes. I may be tired. I may be sick. Sick in body don't feel good. But you know what? My spirit. Amen. The flesh may be weak, but the spirit is strong. Amen. I tell you, I love the Lord. And that's all I got. I appreciate it. Amen.